Line Cool Tech, number 90, August 30, 05. Hey y'all, how are you? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Line Cool Tech. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Louisville, Kentucky, and I am walking home today from work in the remnants of Katrina. I think she's downgraded now to a probably a depression, maybe a tropical storm. It's just been raining. Low branches. Another good sound clip. So, it's been raining fairly hard all night, and I really wanted to do a raincast this morning when it was raining good and hard, but I overslept. I couldn't sleep last night again. In fact, that is the reason I am walking. I changed my hours at work, so instead of 8 to 4:30, I am now working 7:30 to 4. And the reason being, since I'm watching Marley, Shelley's been... Ooh, that was a low break. Shelley's been picking me up from work. And, let's go straight, little buddy. But, good boy. And, I think the decreased amount of exercise has been causing me to stay up at night. I mean, I go to sleep just fine, but I only stay there for an hour or two. Rob and I were speculating today, perhaps it isn't the walking. Perhaps I'm just addicted, and I just have so much to do with the checking on what's going on with the podcasting and making sure my, well, just everything to do with it. I am infatuated with it. So yeah, this way, instead of Shelley picking me up, I can walk home and she'll have time to get to work that way. I do enjoy the walk. It's good for Jake too. You probably hear the rain hitting my rain cap. And I do have the windscreens on the little binaural microphones now. I really wish I'd have had them Sunday. We did a sound seeing tour of the Kentucky State Fair, which I'll be getting together here in the next day or two. And we rode a roller coaster. And if you took it out of context, all you could hear was wind and screaming. It sounded like pure pandemonium. Some kind of disaster or something. But I really wish I'd had the windscreen on there for that. I don't know if it would have helped very much. But it certainly would have been better than without it. I ran into
walk sign, Frankfort Avenue.
One of the
walk sign, Frankfort Avenue.
One of the folks who works in the studio yesterday morning, Robert, who I think you met on the podcast we did of the tour of the studio. And he says he's been listening to the podcast as he walks home. So he walks home with us and tried to talk him into, and he sounds amenable to the idea of doing a sound-seeing tour of his walk home. He lives about 30 minutes away in an opposite direction and goes through some interesting neighborhoods. I think that would be really interesting. Boy, this noise of these cars on this wet street is going to be a little bit annoying, I imagine. So as you can hear, it's just a very slow rain at this point. So Robert was also telling me that there is now apparently the president is starting up a podcast of his weekly radio addresses. So we'll try to get that URI for you and include it in our best of the best OPML. And provide you with that address as well, without having to import the whole OPML. Let's see. With all the failed casts that I have done in the last few days, last few weeks, I don't remember if I told you about an exciting new cast that, well, it'll be exciting for some, that APH is going to start. We will really be able to tell if these windscreens are working at all right here. There's a pretty good breeze going through. And across the tracks and let Jake do his thing. Just Jake, Scott. So Robert was also telling me, let me finish up with this APH podcast thing. Going to be doing, Bert Boyer had a national family conference, and there were 25 or 26 presentations. We recorded them and put them into this Track It program I've been telling you about. That's sort of the database. And we generate the web page and the XML feed from that. And we're kind of testing it right now. And hopefully we'll be announcing the availability of that shortly. And I understand there's also some other things going on. So I have to wait and see when we're allowed to talk about those. But this podcast with the National Family Conference is actually going to be a little bit more general than that. It's going to be sort of an information training demonstration type of cast. Just happens that the first 25 are the National Family Conference. So I'm looking forward to getting that going. It's good information. I would have enjoyed attending that. That was the weekend I was in Arkansas, though. But I got a lot out of it just listening to the recordings. So some really good information in there. So anyway, yeah, Robert was telling me about a few other podcasts that he's been checking out. And one of them is, that's right, but good, is a Soundseeing Tours around France in both English and French. So, that sounds really interesting. And speaking of other podcasts, Shelley's podcast had a really interesting feature the other day where she was, took a little trip to Crawford, Texas, where the protests are going on with Jane, Sheehan? And she interviewed some people there, and you know, I for one really appreciated getting a more in-depth perspective of a historical event like that than, you know, the, what, 10 seconds you get on the nightly news? A little sound bite. Of course, I realize that the nightly news, of course, can't devote that kind of time to every issue, but it was nice to get a little more details, especially from the people that were living it. So keep up the good work there, Shelley. It'd be nice to get these kind of podcasts, this kind of information from other kinds of historical events. So talking about Hurricane Katrina, I feel a little funny about doing this, but I'll do it anyway. I really would like to urge you to contribute in some way to the Red Cross with time or money and help out the victims of this storm. As you know, it was devastation to Mississippi and southern Louisiana. I mean, the last I heard this morning, 80% of New Orleans was underwater. It's going to take a while to recover from that kind of disaster. Now, they say the I-10 bridge over Lake Pontchartrain was compromised. Levees on Lake Pontchartrain were bursted. You know, there's not very many man-made structures that can withstand that kind of force of nature. It's amazing. Obviously, this was of great scientific interest to scientists and meteorologists. Very unusual storm, and they tell us that, you know, with the gradual warming of the earth, that these kind of storms will become more prevalent. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, I went to a Radio Shack the other day and bought a few little things. One of them was a 1/8 male patch cord that was a 1/8 male to two male RCA jacks. And you know, in years past, that was a difficult cable to get. And I had a few of them around, but I remember That was not an easy item to obtain. Well, the guy went right to it. You know, the explosion of the iPod and MP3 players has made that kind of cable a little more interesting now. And this was actually a good, high quality, nice thick cable. I also got a gooseneck for my microphone stand, hoping I could pull that mic a little closer to me. And told the guy, well, isn't the weight of the mic going to pull this over, pull the stand over? And he shows me the stand they sell. I said, no, you need one of these weighted stands. And I tell him, well, I've got that. And sure enough, I get home, pull the mic over, and it just pulls the stand right over. And it's like balancing on two of its little feet. Good boy. Okay. That's it. And then, next day, I got that big MXL microphone. It's about twice as heavy. It didn't even stand a chance with it. So much for that idea. I also got a little adapter that I've been, I played this for you guys. It was a piece I heard on the Podcast 411 podcast, where the guy had was talking about plugging two mono microphones into a stereo jack on iRiver. So sure enough, Radio Shack had just the little item there. Now what I'm really looking for is some wireless microphones. Completely portable, of course. I'd love to try some sound seeing tours with each of us having a microphone. And it would sure be great for interviews. And it'd also be nice not to be tethered to each other. So we'll give that a try. Got to take a very brief initial look at the mobile speech access program for PDAs today. There's a public beta going on of it. And we happen to have one of the HP iPacks installed it on that, and it works. I don't really know how to use it yet. I have to go through a little bit of documentation. Good boy. But that looks like a fascinating product. Well, the main thing I wanted to talk with you all about today was something that came up on the book board list yesterday. Neil Ewers posted a message about how a lot of libraries around the country were now using digital books to loan to their patrons. And they were both audio and text. And, whoa, that one was low. And the way it works is that the library either just has one copy of the book that they can distribute at a time, and it's not available until the other person returns it. Or they may, you know, order a license for 10 or 20 of them or whatever. And then you know, when someone is through with it, it can go to the next person on the list. And you don't actually have to return these books. They're all protected with digital rights management, as you've seen with some of the places where you can download, purchase and download music. Although this is a little different than actually purchasing music. This is more along the lines of how Yahoo Music works, where you actually, well, it's almost like you rent the music. And this is a good deal in a lot of ways. You know, Yahoo offers a plan for $4.95 a month, and you can pretty well download anything you want, as much as you want. I'm sure there's some limits. I don't know what they are. I know you're not going to take me through that water. Hey, good boy. And you can play them as long as you want, as long as you keep paying that $4.95 per month. How y'all doing?
All right. Yeah, I'll have to check around.
So if you don't pay your subscription, your files don't self-destruct or anything. They just won't play anymore. So obviously this takes some cooperation with the media player or the device that you use. Well, these books are very much the same way, except there's, you know, a fixed time associated with them. So it may be 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And during that time period, you have access to that book. Now, these kinds of books actually do not work with BookCord yet, anyway. So, I don't know about like PacMate or other accessible portable devices. So you pretty much have to be tied to your PC to read them. Which is a major drawback.
Hello.
Hi. And the way these work is that in the case of like protected PDFs, I've bought a couple of these, in fact, from Amazon. In fact, Todd Cochran, the guy that does Geek News Central, came out with a book a few months ago called Podcasting, The Do-It-Yourself Guide, I believe is the name of it. And it's a protected PDF. You have to have a certain version of Adobe Reader or later. You have to register. And now that book I don't think will expire. It better not. But you have to be authorized to use it. Good boy, little buddy. They just took me behind the car that was waiting to get out of the driveway there. That's because he's a good doggy. And that's the way I believe these PDFs work from the library as well. Now, there's also OverDrive has some software that works with Windows Media Player and digital rights management for audiobooks. Very much like Audible.com. Ooh, that's a deep one, huh, little buddy? Now, the good news is that your screen readers actually do work with these now for the last few years. Both JAWS and WindowEyes will allow you to read protected ebooks in Adobe Reader. This wasn't the case not too long ago, so that's a giant step forward in accessibility. But you're still tethered to the PC to read. Now, if you want to get one of those books to a portable device, there's a few things you can do, and I'm honestly not sure about the legality. I think it's probably legal as long as you keep it to yourself. I don't know if this has been tested or not. One of them is that you can use an OCR program like OmniPage or Kurzweil 1000 and probably OpenBook. I'm not sure if it supports performing OCR, optical character recognition, on PDF files. But I know OmniPage and Kurzweil do. So in fact, with OmniPage, you can point to the PDF file and right-click to get the context menu. And it adds a convert submenu. Lets you select text or word. And it'll just chug through that whole file just as if you were feeding it pages, except you have the advantage, obviously, of not having to sit there and turn each page and put it on the scanner and wait for it. So that's an option. Obviously, you're going to introduce OCR errors because you're not really getting the... That's it. Good boy. You're not really getting the exact text like you would if you did a export text from Adobe Reader. So, of course, export text is disabled when the book is protected. Now, one other thing you can do with Adobe Reader is use its, read command. It'll actually use your text-to-speech engine, a SAPI 5 engine, and you can go into the control panel under speech. This is in Windows XP, and set what you want to be your default text-to-speech engine, and you can set the default parameters. So you can pick the voice you want to use, and the speed, and the pitch, and the volume. No choices about amounts of punctuation that you would like announced. But then once you've set that and you use other programs like Adobe Reader to read, that program will use your default settings that you specified in the control panel. Now, once you start it reading, you could run recording software and record the wave out. And you know, you can do that's something you can do on anything. music or whatever. And I'm by no means in advocating this, I'm just saying that this is a possibility. So once you have recorded this giant book that's going to take you hours and hours, you know, 10, 12 possibly, depending on how big the book is, you can save that. We got in the way there, little buddy. Jake's taking me out in the street around something. Good boy. Oh, trash cans. Good boy. You can save that and then convert it to MP3 and send that to your portable device. Obviously, you're not going to have the capability of searching it, because at that point it's an audio file now. You can't move letter by letter or character or word by word. What you do get, though, is a different speech synthesizer. So you can actually, if you don't like the synthesized speech in Bookport, for example, you can select a more high quality synthesizer that your computer can handle. And then, you know, at that point you can actually even burn it to an audio CD and listen to it on a regular CD player or an MP3 CD player. Of course, if you do a regular audio CD, you know, you can only get about 80 minutes at a time per CD. But still, that's better than what we got on cassettes. Good boy. Now again, the legality of this, I think, is primarily going to be that you keep this to yourself. I actually don't know how many people, other people besides blind people, would want to listen to a synthesized speech version of a novel. They may. But you're talking about a huge file and questionable quality of speech. So yeah, I mean, I think if you're doing this, you know, for your own use, to make it portable for yourself, you're probably all right. Keep in mind, too, that I am no legal expert, and my opinions are solely my own and don't represent anybody's, including my employer or anyone, my sister or my kids or anybody. So I just present this to you as informational. I don't know how legal it is or anything. Okay, well, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call our comment line at 206-984-9203. We're going to get our trash can and put it back in the garage. My little buddy. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com. And our web address is simply blindcooltech.com. We do have our XML feed validating properly now. I honestly didn't realize that you couldn't have tags, HTML tags, inside an RSS feed, at least according to some people. So if you have a extremely picky podcatcher, aggregator, I can keep saying aggravator, should all work fine now. Hey, what's up? Am I bright enough to see?
Huh?
Am I bright enough to...
Linda, come look at my bed.
Hi, Fred.
Hello. The hat's funny.
Hi, Linda Lou. What's up? You like my bright yellow uniform? So did I make it home in time?
Yeah.
There's plenty of time for you?
Well, not plenty, but...
What time is it?
It's like 40 after.
Yeah, that's about what time it's going to be.
Mars.
Hi, Mars.
Hey.
He's flopping around like a fish. Stayed reasonably dry.
Hey.
Look.
Her, all her clothes are in this bag right here, okay?
Yep.
Like all her panties and stuff.
Okay.
But hey.
Hey.
Will you wash this dirty one for me?
I would love to, Cooper.
The right here.
Okay.
I'm fine.
I'll go on.
I'm gonna leave them in the bag.
Yeah. We can't play in the water today. You want to let the dogs out, Mars?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Well, we'll see you good people next time. Enjoy talking with you again.